This RSA radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula. We're speaking with David Dowdle from Australian Coastal Safaris. Now, David, you're basically in the business of showcasing the best of the Eyre Peninsula, aren't you?
Correct, Ben. That's spot on.
So you guys basically will organise to go and see those beaches, which, well, we know here on the Eyre Peninsula, there's no one there. They're the best beaches in the world because you go, oh, no, there's someone on my spot. Okay, I'll go around the headland to the next beach, and all of a sudden it's completely your own private stretch of sand. And as a result, because you've got your four-wheel drives, you can go pretty much anywhere here on the Eyre Peninsula.
Yeah, exactly. Well, born and bred here as well, so that's it's a big advantage for that, for visitors that want to come into the region and, as you say, go to those special spots where nobody else is. It's a big bonus to everyone.
And even a lot of locals don't actually know about some of the spots that you go to, hey?
Well, I think the locals have their own spots and, you know, they may need to get out a little bit more to check it all out. But, I mean, once you go to one place or where a local might go to, they tend to stick to that one. But, yeah, there's plenty of coastline along here to explore, that's for sure.
And the best part about your tours is the fact that, well, you can customise them however people want. So say you want to go and do some beach fishing. You know, you can sort that out, no worries at all. But what if you're a bit of a foodie and you are really keen to go and taste some of the greatness that the Eyre Peninsula has to offer? Yeah, have you got something to sort that out?
Absolutely. So obviously here in the Eyre Peninsula, we're known as the seafood capital of Australia. And we have all this amazing fresh seafood that it is here. We also have plenty of other produce, local produce, which includes wine and beer. So we happy hours are a big thing at the end of our day. So we're utilising this local produce with the beer and wine. But we're also just designed and about to launch an Epicurean safari, just a day trip there to highlight the very best of what's here in Port Lincoln. And we're talking about not only food and wine, but coffee as well, pairing chocolate and red wine, seafood pairings with other wines as well, where you can get your hands on and actually even cook your own fish. So this is very exciting for us, and we do end the day off with a nice local beverage at the brewery here too. So it's a good thing, and for the foodies out there, it's a classic trip to enjoy, and you won't get this anywhere else.
It's a great way to showcase the Eyre Peninsula. To top it off, you've actually got something that's a bit of a secret squirrel. Well, it's not really that well known. You've got accommodation, don't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So we've had that for a couple of years now, and that's going really well. It's a 4-bedroom beach house. I'm right on the water, obviously, and just a nice little secluded beach where only the local residents will go to if it's very hot. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's very modern, and it's a perfect way to spend a bit of quality time here in Port Lincoln as well. Doesn't mean to say you got a tour with us to stay here. We'll rent this out to you, and you know, ideal for families and some couples, friends, etc., to really enjoy what Port Lincoln has. Right at the marina in Port Lincoln, where you can see all the fishing boats come in and out. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Awesome. And I did hear a rumor that there was a British family that came and stayed, and they almost cancelled their flights. They wanted to stay longer.
True. Yeah, they obviously, there's still plenty of sunshine and the sea is flat calm. So certainly enjoyed that experience, and a lot better than even their dour summers that they have there, where it does get wet and rainy. But no, they love it. But yeah, I think it's just another little secret which we do offer for people, not only in Australia, but around the world.
Absolutely. And if people wanted to find out a little bit more about Australian Coastal Safaris, best bet would probably be to look up on your website as first point of call. So that's australiancoastalsafaris.com.au. But in terms of social media, you're all over it like a bad suit.
We do have a fairly strong presence on Instagram, so we're posting up what we're doing on a daily basis.
It's a dangerous follow, let me just say personally.
Well, thanks for that, mate. Facebook as well, and we get a bit of time, we can put up some of the trips that we've been doing through there. Twitter, the usual suspects there.
Awesome. Definitely well worth a like or a follow on the socials, because, well, it will encourage your next trip. I can almost guarantee that.
Good man. Good.
Easy. Thank you very much for joining us on Tour SA Radio, David. Really appreciate your time, mate.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks for having us in there, and you have a great day.
You too.
Cheers, mate.